Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and prayerful that you're always inspired and motivated to be ever more disciplined in being all that you are as this point of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that supreme intelligence is our gift. Absolute and supreme being is the reality of all there is as existence itself, and it is all inclusive. We are bathing by virtue of its love with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and everything and everybody is the evidence of its love for everything and everybody. And that includes all of our creatures. It includes every living thing that has ever been and ever will be. We're in a now moment of eternity that is requiring us to really take responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly to that which is ours in our now moment. And to come to that place of care where we understand that there is justice and there is peace. And in order for us to truly have peace, we have to accomplish the love, which is the fulfillment of law. And the law is dictated by the absolute and eternal order, that which is absolute and supreme intelligence, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And if we were wise, then we would bypass the statutes and games of agreement of men who have founded their whole legal system in the lawlessness of usurpation and devastation and murder and mayhem and chaos by the marginalization and the disenfranchisement of our indigenous families that were already here, by the enslavement and entrapment of our African families whose life and labor have laid the foundation for that which they refer to as wealth in this country, that we are in a now moment as the ascendants and descendants of those who are the white ones, the black ones, the brown ones, the yellow ones, whatever hue of people we are. There are no ones who are not accountable and responsible to absolute law. There are no ones who can truly be triumphant in life without recognizing the divinity of existence and respecting it, reverence and appreciation, loving and applying ourselves directly unto it. To know that there is a grace and a protection that we will have when we are diligent in consciously applying ourselves to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And therefore, we would be exalting the oneness of existence, the brotherhood and sisterhood of humanity and humankind. Those who are kind of human are still held by absolute law by virtue of each and every breath and every beat of their hearts. And we can debate whether or not they have souls, but the issue is that there is nothing that exists except by virtue of the intelligence of existence itself. And there are no ones whose purpose it is to undermine existence itself. So those ones who have taken responsibility to make a determination that they have been given the authority to depopulate the planet through genocide, to be in this world-conquering rampage that has gone on for generations and lineages, that we who stand now are having to take responsibility for getting into the laws that govern us, that provide us the grace and the protection, that give us leverage over all of the agendas and systems and whatnot that have been in place to marginalize us, disenfranchise us, to separate us from the integrity of the divinity of ourselves, to come to that place and space where we will no longer be a detriment to ourselves and know that our responsibility is to exalt a full effort in our living, that being divided is the agenda. And as the food, or that which is referred to as food, that which we've been socialized to think is food, in terms of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored and flavored and shelf-enhanced non-foodstuffs that we are having, the issues we're having in terms of the actual pandemic that is abortion and heart disease and cancer and upper respiratory issues and stroke and all of the other sicknesses, illness, and disease for which you seek doctors and surgeons and pharmaceuticals and whatnot, that we have to realize that this is a part of a system that is destined to die as a result of being founded on the marginalization, the devastation, the disenfranchisement, the murder, the slaughter, the enslavement of other ones, to understand that the justice that is in full effect by evidence of the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease is the justice on behalf of the animals. So to be in a place where we are co-conspirating with the slaughter of billions of creatures and then feeding off of their carcasses, to understand that any virus or bacteria or pathogens and whatnot that risk our lives from the inside out, we have to realize it's already in the body as a result of the carcasses being rotting inside of your body, that should have been consecrated as the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess, which we should have been supported in our self-realization, self-actualization, and conscious harmonization with the laws of existence, the will of existence, and to be fully participatory in the continuation and the perpetuation and the exaltation of the lineages that we represent. But because we have been miseducated and religiously supported or trained, indoctrinated to be participatory with an agenda that is depopulation and genocide, then we have to come to a place and space where we are caring to exalt a full effort in being reconciled and realigned and restored in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, where it will not oppress and degrade itself over here to exalt itself in supremacy over here. The only supremacy there is in harmony and obeyance and obedience and reverence and respect and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the supremacy of the divinity of existence directly, so that we are able to all participate consciously with this, with the all there is. And to have an understanding and an understanding that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has put things in place to ensure its own progression, to ensure its own exaltation, and to realize that we are on a planet, have come to the planet, did not come up out the planet, but have come to this planet, which is an intergalactic living biosphere that is a spaceship in the sense that we are traveling through space, the space that is the cosmic, to be in a place in space where we are realizing how phenomenal and how magnificent and how unfathomable it is that we even exist. And then to have the intelligence that we do, to be able to take that which is the gift of life and the resources of life that are with the earth, that come from the earth, but the intelligence that animates us has gifted itself to us so that we are able to take from the earth and give form and shape to the things that are needed in order to provide us with what is needed for food, clothing, and shelter upon the planet while we're on the planet. If we were to really have an understanding that living is worship, And the way that we live is the evidence of who or what it is that we worship. So to be in a place where we are exalting the right of killing as game and sport and entertainment and whatnot, then understand that that is not the same as literally reverencing, honoring, respecting the right of all beings and all ones to have the right to their lives and to understand that we each have gifts that we've been given. As our lineages have proceeded through the mind and from the mind of this intelligence of existence and has been imbued with so much of its own talent, skills, and abilities to the degree to which we are able to give our gifts to the world to leave it better, enhanced, progressed, and whatnot. So it is not the will of existence that we have devastated the earth, that we have participated in the enslavement and the degradation and the violation of everything and everybody everywhere. And then we're continuing to support this initiative of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar industry and think that we can survive it. Nobody is going to survive that. And for our caring to have this reconciliation and realignment with the intelligence of our being as intelligent beings to come to a point and place where we realize the divine design of us so that we are no longer feeding from the carcasses of dead animals. We are not risking our lives by ingesting and consuming that which robs us of our life force and our life currency. So with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we are maintained and sustained by this intelligence of existence that has divinely designed us and designed us divinely as vehicles and vessels of spirit, intelligence, energy, life force, life currency, intelligence, its own intelligence, for the glory of its own unfoldment, manifestation and womb manifestation, and to be properly centered and oriented in the divinity of existence, to recognize that everything is divine. But to be in a place where we are socialized by a death culture, to believe in death, where when we are actually living and dwelling in the realm of eternity on a planet that is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to this universe and galaxy and solar system and whatnot in which we dwell, where there are an infinitude of universes, we are immersed in nothing but eternity already. We did not come to the earth as dead people, and we should not be leaving as dead people. Our orientation in being should be from a place of divine inheritance and heritage. Divine meaning that it is absolutely ordered that we are fully participatory in the progression of us as a humanity of people, as lineages, to have that respect and reverence for the sacredness of being, the sacredness of life, the sacredness of blood, the sacredness of our inheritance and heritage through our lineages, and to come to a place and space where we really in this now moment will do everything we possibly can to be restored, to be cleared and cleansed from the violations of the violence charged upon the blood as a result of us being flesh eaters when we are not carnivores. And this whole coronavirus thing being perpetuated as if there's contagion in the air, or the contagion that we're passing from each other through breath and speaking and being present with each other, is just outright bullcrap. The issue is realizing that any contagion that is in the body is because of the flesh and the blood and the filth that is already in the body as a result of having been fed that which is not food, that which is not sustaining life, but that which is literally robbing everyone of the fullness of the intelligence of being these points of this absolute and supreme presence. And so to have the decay and the decomposition, the actual rot or not of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and fish in the body is the first line of offense in terms of the proliferation of worms and organisms and parasites and bacteria and viruses in the body already. And so the activation of the cleansing as a result of the radiation frequencies, whatever, from the 5G technology that's been instituted so all of our gadgets and things can be communicating with one another and we can be kept up with and whatnot. You understand, this is a plan and a strategy to create more divisiveness between us. So that now our families are not meeting and we are thinking that, okay, well, because of this virus thing that we can't gather and we can't do this and we can't do that. But we're following something that has not even proven itself in truth. So by the time all of your media has perpetuated these lies, because that's what they do, in an attempt to control the population, that everybody's tuned in to these particular frequencies of misinformation, lies that continue to give you bad news, or what even Trump says, fake news. To be in a place and space where we are consciously caring to be attuned to the divinity of our own beings, to align ourselves with the intelligence of existence, to be in a place where we have an understanding and an understanding as to the miraculousness, the divinity of how we're divine, so that we are consciously caring to create a direct line of communication with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be functioning under the auspices of our souls. This is what gives us leverage over a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that has been initiated by the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. Satan representing those religious orientations that have interfered with our capacity to be directly aligned with the divinity of our own being, those ones who have made it seem as though we have to have an intermediary or intercediary, you understand, between ourselves and that which beats our hearts and breathes us. The forces of Lucifer, the governments and whatnot, who have position themselves as if they truly have the people's best interests at heart. But if they had the people's best interests at heart, then cigarettes and alcohol and tobacco and incarceration, none of these things would be legal, because they have killed more people than all of the wars. See, there is an agenda to make sure that there is consistent warfare and consistent violence and consistent marginalization and depopulation that goes on. And as a result of the alcoholism and the drug abuse and the misuse of our life force and the wasting away of ourselves and whatnot, as a result of not controlling ourselves, as a result of spewing ourselves through the sexual activity and all of the things that put us in a place where we become deficient and depleted of life force. And so our now moment holds for us an opportunity to realign ourselves, to stand forward, to stand up, to remember that man did not design us. No hue of men designed any of us, that we are designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we did not evolve from animals. that we're divinely designed as intelligences of existence, men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. And if we were each centered in the reverence and the respect and appreciation and the delight and the joy and the rejoicing of being in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, being points of absolute and supreme intelligence, knowing destiny to be completely aligned as living beings, having been obedient to the laws that govern us, to have lived a life accessing the divinity of our being, unfolding and invoking the greatness of the lineages that we represent, and allowing our gifts to pour forward in life because we were wise enough to set up systems for the cultivation of the divinity of the beings that we each are. An educational system that oppresses us, a religious system that indoctrinates us, and a socialization and a system that is death culture is not sustainable. It cannot continue indefinitely. And there will be more and more and more people dying daily, not from COVID, dying daily because they have been and are in the progression of the seeds that have been sown in sickness, illness, disease, and death, created from a food industry that is a death food industry. And the educational systems have propagated the lie that this is food for us, and ones and ones who have been socialized to feel as though in order for us to make something of ourselves, then we have to be educated, and we trusted these people implicitly with our lives and the lives of our children, and we were entrusted to these systems by our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. But we are in a now moment where we are being slapped in the face by all of the violence and the continued violation, in that we are not supported in truly unfolding in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and the educational system, the religious systems, the culture that is a death culture, have had the intention to anesthetize us, inebriate us, intoxicate us, to put us in a place where we have been sown in vice so that we are no longer connected to our spiritual help. And so our responsibility is to care enough to align ourselves wholeheartedly with the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts, that breathes us, that has divinely designed us to be vehicles and vessels of the expression of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, to stand in harmony and peace with and poised with the presence that we each are. But in order to do it properly, we have to be cleared and cleansed from the adulteration, the violation, the contamination, the pollution, and the filth that is charged upon the bloodstream. There is no way that obesity could be this way, that obesity would exist if we were eating that which is truly designed for us, which is nothing that man can make. And so, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that were divinely designed and designed divinely for the expression of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, harmony, brotherhood, and the glory of God as triumph of our lives, then we have to realize that we were designed as breatharian first. Everybody has to breathe. Our bodies are 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. And we require the minerals from the earth in order to have consistent alkalization that facilitates cellular regeneration and rejuvenation that allows us to be triumphant spiritually and walking in the integrity of the divinity of who we actually are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. And to realize that Earth is school. And in the class of Earth residency, all of our relationships and all of what we do constitutes the curriculum of mastering self in love. And to be in a place where it truly matters to us that we care, to be refined, to be in a place where we are consistently refining as we are maturing, and to know that we have to deprogram from the lies of death as the natural culmination, eventuality, finality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human. And to rebuke and revoke that the essence of being human is to be fallible and sinful. That is not the natural state of us. And we have to rebuke it, revoke it, and realign ourselves with the truth of the divinity of our being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to realize that we are always immersed in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And the more we take responsibility for clearing, cleansing, and consecrating our bodies as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, then we have leverage over all of the agendas that have been initiated by those who have been deemed and have been showing themselves as the devils directly, those who are the liars, those who are promoting the divisiveness, those ones who keep all kinds of chaos and stupidity and whatnot going, and to realize that you have to really be in a place where you are truly impoverished to think that you can be triumphant in initiating a global initiative of depopulation and genocide. And then be able to survive it. This now moment is pregnant with our opportunities for being able to invoke and call forth the triumph of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power in our lives. But we cannot continue to support the violation of other beings and behold people. We cannot continue to smoke and drink and destroy the integrity of our bodies and think that we can have success just because we have money. We cannot truly have an understanding and an understanding that there is this absolute and supreme intelligence that allows us to stand and that is calling us to rise, to give it glory, to be in a reverence and a worship, appreciation, and the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of it. We're in a now moment where it is ours to claim. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, I started out with Kindred and the Family Soul, Take a Look Around, followed by India Ari's Better People, Michael Beckwith, Gifted, Preston Smiles, Messenger of Love, Destiny by Yahira, Love Has No Recession by Kindred, and Paradigm by Bob Proctor, and Rise Up by Andra Day. I'm always so very grateful and so very thankful to have the opportunity to come before you to share my thoughts, my hearts, my concerns, and to remind you that we're in a now moment that is calling us to rise completely up, to be in a place and space where we have no fear, we have no trepidation, no inhibitions, that we are willing to do whatever it takes to honor and glorify that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to be in a mindset where we realize that there are no ones, no forces, no bosses, no systems, no governments, no people who have the authority to infuse us with anything other than life support. Because there are no ones who are gifted to the planet to do anything other than to exalt life. Because we are all sharing this now moment of eternity. And we're here to serve the purposes of that absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted each of us so much of itself. And so as we are hearing the messages and having the conversations about all of the things that we're hearing and conversating about, the issue is, what are we reaching for on a daily basis? What are we bringing into our bodies? Are we busy doing the clearing of our emotional and mental bodies from having been socialized to be on the path of adulteration, where shame and game and blame and guilt and all of this other stuff is given us a sense of unworthiness, undeservedness, that we have forgotten that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence here to serve its purposes. And anyone who took the time to give us an orientation as to what life is should have taken the time to get oriented as to what the purpose in existence actually is, and then they had the right to share that with everybody else. But to be in a place and space where we are influenced by those who have no real care to be in harmony with the laws of existence and the exaltation of love, in the recognition and the harmonization of the oneness that we are each sharing with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, they should have left us the hell alone. And now we're in a place and space where you have to take off your mask and be who you are to breathe and to know that your breath is your salvation. Your blood will be that which condemns you, so that we have to realize that the weapons of mass destruction that have been disguised as food and fun, that we have been penetrated and permeated and tainted by all of this stuff, and now it's time to be cleansed from it and to know that the earth has gifted us so much of herself. And we're under the sun and the frequency of the air and the breath. We have so much available to us, everything that we truly require in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are. And it's all right to be all right. It's all right to be in a place and space where you are rightly aligned with life. It's okay to be in a place where we have repented from the error of our ways, the sinfulness that we felt entitled to come to a point and place where we are doing everything that is ours to glorify the lineages that we represent, all of those whose names we can call, all of those whose names we'll never know, but to realize that each lineage is like a thought that has issued from the mind of God, and we've been each imbued with so much of its gifts, its talents, its skills, its abilities to come to the world and make it a better place, a place of rejoicing, a place of harmony and wholeness and healing and the perpetuation of love and light and lineages. And so on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, on behalf of all of the blood that has been spilt upon the soils of this earth, let us come to that place and space where it is our wholehearted desire and objective to be cleared and cleansed so that we can be truly healed. Because there is nothing that the pharmaceuticals can do for us other than create more acidity, more toxicity. We have to accept the reality that we can be healed and there is a right way to accomplish it. And those ones who took responsibility and oath to do no harm are in violation because that which they are perpetuating as medicine and the removal, the surgeries and the removal of body parts and whatnot, just because they're filled with so much toxicity from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish. And see, a lot of people will have the conversation about our resurrection, about our wholeness, about all of this, but they will not talk about the food as the weapon of destruction against us. They're not talking about the reality that so many good people get up every day and go to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar industries. We were enslaved behind sugar and tobacco. And so to be passing away because our lineages have been so undermined by these things that literally have robbed the life force of us. And so for all of the hopeless ones, for all of the homeless ones, for all of the addicted ones, understand that you and I, it affects absolutely everything and everybody, but to come to a point and place where we are enthusiastic about being restored, that we are in a mindset where we are set in the way of life, in the way of love, and to be in a place and space where we are triumphant over situations and circumstances, calling forth and invoking the light of supreme intelligence to have its way in our lives, to be the way that we're living, to come to that understanding and understanding as to the oneness of existence and to accept the virtues of integrity that allow us to really walk in these living, loving, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to realize that particularly for those of us who are in maturity, we should be leadership in our now moment. We should be in a place and space where we're setting a new precedent for how we nourish our children, and the sisterhood needs to come to a place and space where we know it's our duty, obligation, and responsibility to set the precedent for the wellness of us. And because we've been socialized and miseducated and religiously trained to not know how to do this work, it's now time for us to claim it, to care, to repent from having been participatory in our cellular oppression, and to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we will learn the ways of cleansing to facilitate the healing that is the only way to come into the light and the salvation of our deliverance from the ditches and valleys of degradation, from the valley of the shadow of death and the shadow of the valley of death. We are already in the realm of eternity. We should not be dying at all. And so to take all of that which has been turned into rhetoric and intellectualization and philosophizing and theophysizing and all of that and make it practical, then we need to be cleansing daily, just like we brush our teeth every day and we bathe the outside of our bodies, including our anuses, every day, sometimes 2 to 3 times a day based upon what our activities are. And so I'm the one who's exalting the need for our taking forward that which is going to facilitate the cleansing of our inner selves and ourselves. To realize that meat is not cleansing, it is acidifying, it's cancer-causing because of the preservatives and nitrates and nitrites, all of that, and it's completely indigestible. It has to rot in our bodies, and that waste is part of what's in the bodies that are carrying excess weight. So we have to flush this stuff, but you can't heal and continue to do the things that are creating the illness. And so the alcohol, the tobacco, the flour products, so we're talking the breads, the toasts, all of the bread. So it don't even matter what kind of bread, even the Ezekiel bread. People are saying, oh, what about the Ezekiel bread? I'm saying, for where we are now, with the kind of conditions that have already been established as what's happening in ourselves, with ourselves, we need to be flushing our systems. So food in our now moment has to be oxygenating, it has to be hydrating, it has to be mineralizing, it has to facilitate the alkalization that is necessary for cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, and that which constitutes clean blood, or what I refer to as the blood of Christ, that which facilitates the quality of consciousness and the substance or the resubstantiation of the beings that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that we will never become something that we're not already. So becoming who we are as sons and daughters or men and women of that which we refer to as God, God being light, God being law, God being supreme intelligence and supreme beingness, we have to do it because that is the way of triumph and victory. And that's why the food and the alcohol and tobacco and sugar and all of this other stuff is used and so heavily perpetuated, so that we are not aligning ourselves, because the blood will not allow us, because everything that we're consuming is constituting the quality and the substance of our blood. And then when you go have your blood tested and all of these other tests run, you know, to see what your numbers are and whatnot, I'm saying, well, what do they base those numbers on? And if your body has been under assault of nitrates and nitrites and chemicals and all of this from eating hot dogs and hamburgers and corn dogs and all kinds of other flesh products, then do we want to have tests that are in normal range, or do we want to be in a place in space where we are no longer depending on those tests to give us an artificial sense of where our health is, when we know that we're doing things that are truly not healthy? So this now moment really requires that we begin to create a whole nother assessment as to what true health is. And I would tell you that true health is having the quality of mind and thought and energy where you do nothing to undermine yourself, that you know of a surety how to facilitate healing and wholeness as a man, the progenitor of lineages, as a womb man, the perpetuator of lineages. And real health in our now moment means that we can outthink a system that supports our sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, incarceration, stupefaction, inebriation, intoxication, and all of that stuff. And to be in a place and space where we are rising in the love of life, breathing it in, accepting the divinity of existence, and consciously caring to walk in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so we have to begin to look at those thoughts that are truly in our best interest and those that are not, and to feel entitled to do whatever the hell we want to do against ourselves is not the proper thought. You know, people say, oh, well, everybody's on their own journey. It's like, no, everybody is divinely designed by the same absolute and supreme intelligence and gifted to a planet that is mother for everything and everybody. And we cannot truly have real success in life if we do not respect that there is law that governs our being. And so our journeying on the path of adulteration, our journeying in degrees of self-denial and self-deceit and all of that is not going to end well. It creates a tragic date with fate, and people can feel entitled to be killing themselves, but that is no real freedom. That's part of the program. That's part of the lies that we've been given. That's part of the social experimentation that has come with behavior modification in the assault of ourselves with all of these chemicals. And this is what it's created, that we are feeling entitled to think whatever we want to think without the thoughts being harmonized with that which is the will of existence, or that which really exalts the divinity of our being, or allows us to truly think creatively and dynamically, powerfully and potently in facilitating a condition and situation upon the planet that is harmonious with the planet itself, that gives us leverage over all of the other agendas and thoughts that now government and Senate and Congress and whatnot are, you know, it's like nobody's rightly aligned enough, confident enough to exalt the truth over the liars. You understand? So everybody's being told, oh, wear a mask and glove and be socially distanced or whatever. And everybody's falling for it when there is no contagion that we're really giving to each other. The contagion is in the flesh of and the blood of these creatures that you're consistently eating. And I'm saying if they really, really cared about saving people's lives, then they would not be feeding you death. You understand? Death would not be on the table. It would not be multi-trillion dollar business and industry that is facilitating all of the insurance and the hospitalization and the surgeries and the pharmaceuticals and all of this. But then you're listening to those ones who are heavily vested in these things, the Bill Gates and the Faucis, and who's got his hand in the United Nations and the World Health Organizations and whatnot, and the CDC, and everybody is following this one, really? As if he has greater authority in life than each one of us? So I'm just saying is that when it really comes down to what is required of us in order to truly prosper, in order to truly live, then we cannot be following those who are on a personal agenda to make sure that we're dying, to make sure that we're complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our own cellular oppression and creating all of this cancer and diabetes and obesity and all of this other stuff that is actual pandemic across the board. And those ones, those families who have benefited or think that they have benefited, and this is where the delusion of thinking comes in. You think or they think that they are truly wealthy and they've truly prospered because they fed everybody the flesh of dead animals, and every day people are reaching for the flesh of dead animals for food, or they've got contracts with the public school system and milk and cheese and processed meat and stuff has to be served. So no, we're in a good vibration where more people are staying at home. But even being home in this now moment, parents have not come to that point in place. Not enough parents have come to that point in place where they realize that they are the true detriment of themselves as well as their children. And that's by design. That does not come naturally. Now, if the American Medical Association, the dairy industry, the meat industry, if all of these ones who I refer to as the descendants and the ascendants of those who were entrappers and enslavers and rapists and the ones who hung us and tarred and feathered us and castrated us and all of this stuff, that we cannot be under these ones. And why would we continue to support them financially? Why would we continue to give them 99 cents out of every dollar and bring their toxic products into our bodies, undermining our cellular functioning? See, a lot of people think, okay, well, I'm going to change my diet because I want to get my blood pressure down, or, you know, I want to get rid of this cancer and all of these other issues. But all of those issues have been created as a result of how we have been taught to eat. And so now we're learning that cleansing is the necessity from all of the taint that has been charged upon ourselves with all of the preservatives, the antibiotics, the hormone residues, all of the chemicals. You understand, chemicals are a natural part of life, so are organisms, bacteria, and viruses. You understand? But having the rot of carcasses in your body temple and then dousing your bloodstream with alcoholic beverages and sugary things and all of this other stuff is just creating havoc inside of you, because you are divinely designed and designed divinely, and none of that constitutes optimum cellular functioning. And so now being able to give a better assessment as to what health is means that we have to honor how we're divinely designed. One of the sisters, she asked me, she said, well, what are you saying? Are you saying that we all have to be vegan and vegetarian? And I'm saying, no, what I'm saying is that we're all divinely designed and designed divinely, and we're all breatharian first. We have to breathe. We have to breathe. Nobody lives except by the life force that comes with the breath, the oxygenation. And with that oxygenation, there's a cleansing process that's going through with each and every breath, and the exhalation, giving out that carbon dioxide, is nothing that we should be recycling into our body. So no, these people who are telling you to mask and be in mask and stuff, these people are the perpetuators of more sickness, illness, and disease. And I'm just saying, under genocide, understand that this is where their money is. They are betting on you. They're stacking the deck against you, putting you in a place and space where you feel like you have to participate with this. You understand? Participate with it, or else, you know, you'll be legally bound. And I'm saying this is just another phase of fascism, where somebody who don't love you is taking control of your actions and have you in a place where you are not accountable to who you are at this point of the presence of God, or being in a place and space where you really care to remember that you are under the authority of laws that govern your being, and no one can really authorize you to function outside of that which creates harmony for your wholeness. But because it's capitalism, laissez-faire, let the buyer beware, and then the media being owned by these ones who are on this agenda, I'm just saying is that this is why it's so important for there to be community radio, radio that is going to or has those ones of us who are here to remind you of the divinity of existence, the divinity of your own being, and consciously encouraging you to accept it, to respect it, to have an understanding and an understanding that there is sickness and disease and chaos because there is order and there is law. And so all of these things are coming as a result of either ignoring the laws, disobeying the laws, breaking the laws, being lawless, you understand, careless. And so our liberation, our resurrection, our deliverance from the sickness, illness, disease, our being able to really bring forward that which is the gift of our lineages requires us to care to be cleansed. It requires us to care, to know how to facilitate our own healing. And that's why I provide life support at 678-760-9299. See, because it does me no good and it does you no good to hear what I'm saying, and then after radio you have no connection. You understand? You don't have a way of really dealing with me. It's like, okay, well, you're just going to go online and you're going to research cleansing, and you know, for all kinds of ones, this all kinds of thoughts. And I'm saying is that under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where sickness, illness, disease, and death is multi-trillion-dollar industry, and now as a result of that you have the health and wellness industry that is multi-billion-dollar industry, and they're those who are really just in business. They're giving you an alternative to the same stuff that you were used to, but it's not sufficient. So to go from eating scrambled eggs and Bisquick and Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterwick, whoever she was, Mrs. Butterworth, to getting to a point where you're having whole wheat pancakes or buckwheat pancakes and pure maple syrup and scrambled tofu and all of that is still not cleansing. And this is why we see so many unhealthy vegan vegetarians. How do we know they're unhealthy? Because they're obese. You understand? Because you can't look at them and tell that they really have a greater understanding and understanding as to how to truly acknowledge the divinity of themselves when they are no longer in the image of who they truly are. So when people say, well, we were made in the image and the likeness of God, and then you see all of this obesity, you understand, people from anywhere from 50 pounds to 1,000 pounds overweight, I'm just saying, is that we are influenced by commercialism, advertising, capitalism, the free enterprise system that are the tenets and the proponents of genocide as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And we cannot participate in undermining ourselves and our children and think that having money and good jobs is what we're here to do. No, what we're here to do is to self-actualize, knowing that there truly is only one self, the intelligence of existence that sees through every eye. It sees through the eye of every living thing, every creature, everything that flies and creeps and crawls and hunts and all of that. But we, as a humanity of people, or those who have lost the humanity and have become kind of human, are still held by absolute law. So the justice that we're seeing in the pandemic of heart disease and cancer and diabetes and obesity and pneumonia and other issues is the animal's justice and the peace that we should be aspiring towards cannot come with more warfare, more self-deceit. The peace comes with accomplished love. And because love is the harmony of existence and the truth of existence, we have to be accomplished in love to really know peace. And therefore, we can't support the violation of anybody and survive it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.